This is a CKTZ News Update. You've just heard the first few bars of Quakin' Bones, an original composition featured in a stage show entitled Snakeskin Lightning. It's being performed on the evening of Saturday, July 23rd, at Manson Landing Community Hall on Cortez Island, as part of the annual Cortez Day celebrations. The event did not take place during the pandemic, but after more than 2 years, the much-anticipated and highly popular celebration is set to return. During the day, vendors, live music, and activities for young and old happen oceanside at Smelt Bay Provincial Park. In the evening, a performance takes place at Manson's Hall. This year's is Snakeskin Lightning, the brainchild of Cumberland, BC resident Caress Nadeau. Namche Bazaar and Ian Young split their time with their young family between Cumberland and Cortez Island. They're part of the cast of the show. Namche Bazaar says that while it's an all-ages performance, younger children may find parts of it eerie when performers wear masks.
It's a multimedia, multisensory experience. The cast is primarily from Cumberland, BC, and the very exciting thing about this cast is that the ages range from late 20s to mid 70s.
So when you say multimedia, visual, music, dance, what are the elements?
Exactly. There's sound, there's original music, and it happens to be bilingual as well, so English and French. All original compositions by Caress Nadeau. She's also the artistic director, choreographer, costume designer, and she does animation, and so her original animations are part of the show as well.
So there will be a screen, there will be dance, and there will be live music, is that fair?
Correct.
What is it about this project in particular that excites both of you?
Well, we both get to perform in it together, which makes it really special. As Namche is dancing in multiple pieces, and I'm playing rhythm and lead guitar, backing the band up. And it's really challenging to work with a lot of musicians on stage and sound professional. So we've been working on it a bunch.
Right, and it was first performed in Cumberland, is that correct?
Yes, a sold-out show in Cumberland at the Weird Church. And it was really so much fun to be in the show, but the creative process itself, it was just really exciting after a couple of years of not really being able to get together to do stuff, not only to be in studio together, but then to perform for people and be in a space, shared space.
And do you know where the title comes from? Snakeskin Lightning. I mean, that conjures up quite a bit of imagined images, a sound, creatures.
It is the name of one song.
Okay.
But the inspiration actually for the title comes from a pair of earrings, says Caress.
Oh, okay. Some kind of a design motif. With it being a performance, is this a sort of a sit-down thing, or are people able to dance, or is it a mixture, or...
It's mainly a sit-down performance, but there's definitely some a chance to get involved at the end of the show. And then we have DJ Sarsaparilla to follow so that people can have their fair share of boogie time.
And you already mentioned about what inspired you to get involved. Is it mostly because this is sort of an organic, homegrown production? Or is there anything more that you'd care to add about what sort of inspired you to get involved?
Well, I find it quite inspiring to be around young artists. They kind of have their fingers in many different pies, and it's just fun to be part of a creative process with people who are very current and extremely creative.
Okay, so now with the show that you performed in Cumberland and then on the 23rd at Manson's Hall on Cortez Island, do you have any sense of whether it might be taken elsewhere? On the road?
Well, there's been some mumblings about going to Denman Island and maybe even perhaps to the Sunshine Coast.
And what about Woodstove Festival?
Well, that's not for sure, but chances are we're hoping to also do the show for the Woodstove Festival, which is a popular festival in Cumberland that features artists from Vancouver and all over the place, really.
And when does it happen?
That usually is in November.
November 1st or something.
That's yet to be confirmed.
Okay, and finally, what is the cost of tickets and where can people get them?
Tickets are $25. You can buy them at the co-op on Cortez Island or online. There's a link on the website.
I think that's
Curé's Nadeau.
Okay, and I believe there's also a posting on the Tideline, the community website,
yes.
So people can link to buying tickets there.
And there will be some at the door probably as well, if there's any left over, that is.
Of course. Well, that sounds exciting, and it'd be so fun to have such an interesting performance for Cortez Day. Namche Bazaar and Ian Young, thank you so much.
Thank you, Greg.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.